This medical update on KRDO News Radio is sponsored by Optum.
Welcome back to KRDO's Morning News. And today on our Ask the Doctor segment, we will, as we have been all throughout the month of June, talk about Alzheimer's awareness, but we are specifically bearing down on the issue of brain injury. And last week, we had Dr. Dustin Harker with Optum joining us to talk about concussions and how they can lead to traumatic brain injury. And right now, let's talk to Dr. Harker, who's joining us again on the phone, about severe brain injury and long-term effects. Dr. Harker, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
And let's talk about this. Long-term effects of severe brain injury. What can they be?
So most of the symptoms that can happen from a concussion will resolve certainly by about 10 days. Most patients miss hours but can linger days. But if it starts to last longer than 10 days, it may be more of a post-concussion syndrome or maybe represent a more significant injury and have more permanent or long-term consequences. So somebody with a concussion might have thinking problems, memory problems, learning problems, speech problems, emotion, depression, coordination, balance problems. All of these things are potentially the result of a brain injury, including concussion or mild traumatic brain injury. It's when these symptoms are severe at onset or when they linger and fail to resolve that perhaps it's going to turn into a problem that the patient will have to continue to treat or manage long term.
And does repetition play into this? The amount of concussions, the repetitive nature in some sports of these?
We know that a single concussion is a risk factor for additional concussions. And therefore, if somebody does have a concussion and they're in a work field or a sport that is prone to some kind of concussion or prone to head injury, there has to be a lot of discussion sometimes as to whether or not the individual, especially if they have ongoing symptoms that haven't resolved, whether or not they really go back to that environment where they could be re-injured.
Let's talk about, safety tips and prevention, especially when it comes to putting yourself in those risk situations.
It really is fairly common sense. If you're in a sport where helmets are recommended or required, then you better be wearing a helmet. Kids should be encouraged to wear helmets while they're using a bicycle. The head versus fender doesn't turn out very well. So again, these are kind of common sense things. If you know that it's a situation where you could injure your head and there's a recommendation such as helmets, then you better be wearing a helmet. Though I guess we should also state there is no concussion proof helmets, even in these sports like American football. The helmet obviously doesn't prevent concussion, but it does maybe mitigate that risk.
And outside of sports, there are some common sense things that we can all be doing, especially if we have little kiddos.
That's especially true for toddlers. Making sure that there's gates on stairs so that they don't fall down the stairs and injure themselves. If they go and use playground equipment, it's probably better to be at a playground that has a soft floor of some type as opposed to some kind of hard surface when they get to the end of their slide or their swing or whatever else that they're doing. So I think in the most cases, you just have to look at the environment and, make a call as a parent if you think it's appropriate and if you can avoid an unnecessary head injury.
Well, and we are focusing on brain injuries as part of National Alzheimer's and Brain Injury Awareness Month, the month of June. Dr. Dustin Harker has been joining us throughout this month on our Ask the Doctor segment. I'd like to thank you, Dr. Harker, for sharing with us your expertise.
Yeah, thank you for your time.
And you can consult them Dr. Harker, along with the entire Optum neurology team, if you would like you or a loved one's signs or symptoms to be reviewed. You're listening to KRDO's Morning News.